All right. Hey, competitor, it's Jake here. We're not kicking off this episode yet. In fact, I just recorded this because we have a huge announcement coming on Wednesday. So make sure you turn in to Wednesday, April 17th episode. It's an interview with my friend Tyler Dickerhoof, but more importantly, Tyler is making a massive, massive announcement on the show, and it's something you can get involved in. So I just can't say enough about this. Be ready for it. We're going to send out additional information in my email. So if you're part of the Leader's Advantage that I send out on Saturdays, we're sending a special edition on Wednesday because I do not want you to miss the opportunity maybe to come see me speak, maybe to see a couple of goats in the leadership space speak. And oh, by the way, it's a very small, intimate opportunity with only about 100 seats or so. So I'm not going to say anymore. I'm not going to spoil it. I just wanted to tease it a little bit, but hopefully you're going to be free late July and that you're going to tune into this Wednesday's episode as Tyler drops the big announcement. Now, on to today's show. How the heck are you supposed to lead and work with that person who just annoys you? Or what about the team member who's just so frustrating? How are you supposed to handle that? I might have an idea. Good morning, competitor. It's Jake, your chief encouragement officer, and we're kicking off a brand new week today. It's Monday, April 15th, and I'm so glad you're here. Over the weekend, I was reading a book around culture, specifically for athletes and teams, and came across an idea that I wanted to share with you. I got to give a shout out to my guy, JP Nurburn, who we obviously mentioned in this upcoming week's episode on Wednesday and was on the podcast earlier this year, but he had an exercise he recommends for coaches when dealing with a frustrating player. And I thought, man, there's a really good modification you can make to that for managers and leaders when dealing with that, that direct report that gets under your skin a little bit, right? And so here's the challenge for you this week, because we all have those people that get under our skin, that frustrate us, that aggravate us. It's not something where you're like, oh, that's a fireable offense, but it's where I just can't work with this person. I just can't deal with this person. So here's what I want you to do. Take out a piece of paper and write down their name on it. Don't worry. Nobody's going to see this but you. You can throw it away afterwards if you want, but I want you to write their name down. Then I want you to write down the story you're telling yourself about that person. Maybe it's that you believe they just don't work hard because they don't care, or because they're entitled, or they're late to work in the morning because they don't know how to manage their time or priority. Whatever the story is that you continue to tell yourself about this person that pops up in your mind every time you start to feel them get underneath your skin, I want to encourage you to just write down that story. That they don't work hard, that they're entitled, that they're not a team player, that they're loud and arrogant, whatever it is. And then I want you to ask yourself some questions. Maybe draw a line below that story and say, what is the real story? What is the real story? What are the challenges they're actually facing? What's going on in life outside of work that maybe I'm unaware of? Have I ever sat down and asked them questions about their behavior or certain things they do? Or have I simply just told them where it can't happen, why I don't like it, how it's annoying? Have you ever just thought about what the story could be? And then the last thing I want you to do after writing out what potentially may be going on that perhaps is a little bit different than the story you continue to tell yourself about them is to take out a blank card and write them an encouraging note. Identify something they do in the office that aligns with core values. Because the person that even just annoys the dickens out of you may still have behaviors and actions that align with values you find important. So I want you to take this opportunity and just write them an encouraging note. Call out the good that they do. They probably hear enough about the frustrations you get from them, but maybe they don't hear enough of the good. And so that is my challenge for you to start this week. That annoying, that frustrating, that aggravating coworker, I want you to think, what's the story I'm telling myself about them right now? And what's the story that really could be happening? And then I want you to take this opportunity to send them an encouraging note, to plant a seed, to make a deposit in that relational piggy bank. And the next time you start to feel that get under your skin, you start to get that frustration, I want you to catch yourself. It's that awareness, right? We got to be aware of a behavior before we can change it. I want you to catch that thought and ask yourself, is that really the story or is it something else? And over time, just maybe your attitude, your behavior, and even the story you tell yourself about them starts to shift. Go make an impact this week, competitor. You know I'm cheering for you. Thanks again, competitor, for tuning in to another episode of the Compete Everyday Podcast. This is Jake Thompson, your Chief Encouragement Officer, and I'm glad you're here because that means you're a driven leader who wants to maximize your performance and pursue greatness in every area of your life. To learn more about Compete Every Day, get involved in our leadership cohort, or find resources to help you lead better and succeed more, visit CompeteEveryday.com. I'll see you next episode.